Design You Podcast, Episode 50. Hi guys, it's Tina Murray here and welcome to the Design You Podcast. I've been working for a year or so now with the Africa Sunrise Foundation and we work with schools to help educate kids. But there's a bigger point for this and why I became very involved is because most of the schools that we work with don't have toilets. And this affects education in more ways than you would ever have imagined. So for instance, at one of the schools where there is someone in the community who will let the students use their toilet, the teacher has to leave the classroom with this child every time they need to go to the bathroom. So it means one child going to the toilet is leaving 29 kids unattended in a classroom. And so imagine if this keeps happening throughout the day, the long-term effects that has on the education levels of some of those kids in that classroom. I'm also really passionate about it because unfortunately menstruating girls often won't attend school because they've got nowhere to change for that week a month when they have their period. So imagine that, missing a quarter of your schooling and the long-term implications of that. So I support Africa Sunrise Foundation. I go out and speak about it. If you would like me on your show or to come to your community to have a chat with you about it, I would love to do that. And also please jump on our Facebook page. It's Africa Sunrise Foundation and like and support us so you can see the good work that we're doing to bring education to kids in Ghana. Are you ready to create the life you really want? Welcome to the Design You Podcast, where I talk to everyday people who know life can be done differently with a clear mindset, positive attitude, openness to growth, and their willingness to take life to the next level. Get ready to design you. Hi guys, Tina Murray here. Today I'm welcoming to the drawing board Stone Gee. If there is a way for you to touch the garment of infinity, you may wish to be deeply impressed by possibility. What would happen if your facilitator was a mix of hypnotherapist, a strengths coach, a combat veteran, a Lamy Lamy masseur, a business coach, a digital agency strategist, a senior Landmark Worldwide graduate, and business automated junkie? Well, you're about to meet him. Please help me welcome Stone Gee. Hey Stone, welcome to the Design You Podcast. How are you today?
I'm absolutely fantastic. Thanks for asking. How are you?
I'm very good too. Thank you so much. What are you doing right now to design your best life?
Oh, golly, that's how long is a piece of string? I got this idea several years ago that to design my best life, I would need to expand I or me or self. I would need to expand what that is. Mm-hmm. And how that looks is when I'm interacting with people, I'm not interacting with them as if they are other or foreign or external. They are, in fact, me. Mm-hmm. And so an analogy is when I stub my toe, I don't just keep going. I tend to stop and maybe I might say owie or something like that, but I nurture it, I rub it. Mm-hmm. And I extend that same type of affinity, love, connection, identity with other people that I connect with, that they are in fact me, mm-hmm. a version of me, a frequency of me, a resonance of me, not just other. Mm. So that's been somewhat of a foundation. And then there are, you know, the things that I'm doing in business and in my personal life are, because I have that foundation, I'm finding that relationships are they're a lot better.
Mm. That's a whole lot about being present, really. That takes that whole to a whole nother level, because let's face it, we're all egotistical. Everything's always about us. But if we start to project that onto other people, it means we're completely present without even trying.
Present, and the word love starts to take on more of a meaning than just a word. It becomes It becomes an experience, and compassion becomes something that's tangible. So it means, well, I can make an I statement. It means that when I'm experiencing everything around me as me, I can have this profound appreciation for it, which is, I think as when we're babies, we tend to relate to everything as self.
Sure.
And babies, they believe that the world revolves around them and in fact it does.
Mm-hmm.
And there's something to having that kind of perspective again.
Yeah. It's like babying yourself almost, like nurturing yourself, which is what we have to do with our babies, don't we?
Yes, absolutely right. Absolutely right.
So how did you come up with, this is a profound idea. How did this come to you?
Oh, well, it's very much like everyone else. You live long enough and you have enough experiences and well, stop saying you, I have had several experiences very much like many other human beings. And I started to question the nature of my purpose, my passion, and started to realize that the things that I was seeking and going after, they weren't fulfilling. Mm-hmm. And so the more that I open up myself and allow myself to become vulnerable, and you know, obviously I'm being very general until you ask me a specific question. the more I allow myself to be vulnerable and share what's really there for me, the more fully self-expressed I am, then I'm finding that I'm able to contribute more effectively with people around me.
Yeah. So is there something specific that would help us to understand more that you'd like to share?
Sure. Well, I have a full service digital agency, and one of the projects that we're working on right now is all of the agencies that come to us and a few professional services organizations that come to us. We're working on a project where we're empowering these agencies and professional service businesses to become millionaires over a period of a year. So they come into our program, they follow the steps, and at the end of it, they have a seven figure or eight figure business. Now, a lot of people hearing that, they would think that it's just about the money. But it's more about who a person is being. Mm-hmm. So all of us are light. We're all love. We are abundance. And we've all heard these things before. We're infinitely abundant and we're great and we're blah, 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 blah. But how does that work in real life? Well, in real life, it means that you get to have any experience you want. You get to, as long as you're not hurting other people.
Sure.
And you don't have this thing about you where you can't. Barriers, they dissolve. And in this current frequency that we're in, right now, that's money. So the more money you have, the more you can contribute to others, the more impact you can make on the planet, et cetera, et cetera.
Mm-hmm.
So that's one of the projects that we're working on. But also, in the way that we, and I say we, I'm talking about my whole organization. We don't work with organizations who come to us who say, hey, we just want to make a lot of money because here are our KPIs, here are our targets. Well, what we do is we select individuals and businesses that really want to make an impact on the planet, and they want to come from heart.
Mm-hmm.
And really, business is not business. Relationships.
Yes.
So to the extent a human being is willing to master what it is to be a human being for them, which is to expand self to all things, whether it's living or inanimate, then we start to take on a perspective. We become divine,
mm-hmm.
which is what we are. It's just that in this form, we forget that the same power that created the sun that creates vegetation is what also enlivens us.
Sure.
And so when you have a business, a human being that is connecting with another human being and sees them for their true potential, they see them as already being enough, already being accepted, already being perfect, and they just want to empower them to celebrate that. Well, then we have a foundation where we can really make a difference. So that kind of conversation is how we work with our customers. And if they aren't willing to come from that perspective, then there's all kinds of other, you know, places where they can go and they can have, you know, that kind of level 2, level 3 experience that they're looking for. But we're looking to really make an impact, and there are enough people out there that feel the same.
Are you finding that there's more businesses that are planning and working towards operating that way? Are you finding that there's this expansion of that as a way of thinking in business these days?
Absolutely. And I think that, here's my experience. So my background is I was in the military and I was diagnosed with all these, you know, psychological disorders, labels, right? And you know, I'm 6'5", I'm 110 kilos, you know, just really muscular. I'm an alpha male. I'm a man's man. And when I go into a meeting and I start off with the meeting, I say, great, I'm so happy to see you all. And I just want to find out, before we get started, let's set an intention for this meeting. Just look at me. What did he say?
I love that, because you've completely changed their expectations in a heartbeat. I think it's awesome.
Yeah. So what's coming out of my mouth and what they're seeing, it doesn't necessarily correlate. But what I've also noticed is that it gives them permission to come from heart, because that's really what they're yearning to do as well. Sometimes we have guys that'll push back and they'll say, oh, you know, I don't want to deal with that emotional stuff. And then I remind them, and I say, well, you know, that's funny. I mean, maybe you don't want to be in business then, because all decisions are made based upon emotion. There may be some facts involved, but those facts are correlated to an emotion.
Very
and
true.
If we're not connected emotionally, we can't make a decision. Mm. We can't go right or left. And so I ask them, what do you want to do? Do you want to sell widgets? Because if you want to sell widgets, they're still going to buy them based upon emotion.
Yeah. Yeah. So emotion's everything is what you're saying. It's everything the way we operate, pretty much.
It is. And in addition to that, it's the meaning that we decide to ascribe. So human beings, we are meaning making machines. We make meanings about everything. And the challenge sometimes is that people, they don't understand that a fact, an event, something that happens is not the same as a meaning that we have attached to it. So something may happen. For instance, when I was younger, I got chased by a dog and I thought, wow, all dogs are vicious and horrible and they're scary. And I really don't want to be around them because they'll probably eat me. Mm-hmm. And so that meant that for, you know, most of my life, I couldn't be around dogs.
Yes.
And that's ridiculous, because I miss out on that type of relationship, because dogs, they're pure love. So fast forward to now, to present, and I have a Cane Corso, which is an Italian bull mastiff. He's about 75 kilos. all black, you know, all teeth and tongue and slobbery, and he is the biggest baby. He just wants to cuddle. Now, what happened was I was chased by a dog. That's a fact. I was chased, right? Mm-hmm. but then I made it mean something. Now, was it true for all dogs? No. Was it true for that little tiny dog that was chasing me? No, it wasn't true. It was just maybe it wanted to play, and I took it as, oh, he wants to eat me.
Yeah.
So that's kind of what happens in life. People will they'll enter into a situation, and then they'll make it mean something. And then sometimes they'll not only take that meaning and collapse it on the event, they will also put all the responsibility on the outside of them, mm-hmm. which means they then say, I have no control over this. It was that person's fault. It was this event's fault. I can't, for instance, when I first got out of the military, I was labeled as being bipolar and had type 2 depression and a whole bunch of, and I was heavily medicated. And so that meant that, I could behave in certain ways because I'm blah, blah, blah label. Well, no, you can't. You're still held accountable for your actions. Mm-hmm. And oh, by the way, along my journey, I learned that depression is just a focus. It's a label. I mean, if I'm, let's say I go out in my yard and I'm picking up my dog's poop, and he's a 75 kilo dog, so that's some pretty big poop. And I pick it up and I stare at it and I got it this close to my face. All I'm going to smell is poop. Mm-hmm. My perspective of life is poop. And if I look at it long enough, some people, they have an event and they look at it for weeks and months and years. If I look at that dog poop for years and years, my whole life becomes about dog poop.
Sure.
So the depression is now they say, oh, well, it's chemicals and it's a medical condition. And I'm not a doctor, right? I'm just sharing my experience. And my experience has demonstrated that I have control over what I decide to focus on. I have control over the emotions and the feelings that I want to have. Mm-hmm. And therefore, I get to choose, do I want this label or do I want that label or whatever? And that's not a me thing. It's not as if, hey, Stone is special. That's actually something that we all have access to.
Yes, of course. Yeah.
So that, I'm talking about a lot of personal stuff in relation to how we do business. And it really is all the same thing. Mm. When I enter into a business conversation or relationship, I'm not a schizophrenic. I don't become something else. When I'm the man I am at home is the same man I am when I'm in a business conversation. Mm-hmm. And that's congruent. That's easy.
Yep.
And maybe sometimes people forget that.
Is that something, when you're coming back to your time when you're in the military, when I imagine you're trained to behave and be a certain way, and correct me if I'm wrong, I haven't been in the military. Is that do you find that's a real difference from where your life is now from time back then and that time when you were feeling depressed as well? Yeah. Two different sides to this, the Stone guy that people would have seen?
Yeah, absolutely. My experience in the military was do or die. And, I'm not saying that the military is wrong. It serves a purpose, a bottle cap. The purpose it serves is to keep the liquid from coming out of the bottle. Mm-hmm. And the purpose of military is war, coercion, etc. And so the tools that they taught me and the conditioning and the habitual programming that's developed and all of the training is developed to be able to survive and negotiate that perspective and that way of living, which is to conduct war. And because that way of living is not congruent with civilian life, which is not necessarily about conducting war, there are some challenges if a person doesn't have the behavioral flexibility to understand that there's a difference. Mm-hmm. Now, that does not mean that it's more difficult for someone who's been in the military than someone who, say, a woman who's having postnatal depression. Mm-hmm. It's just going from one situation. They've been in one situation, then they move into a different environment. Mm-hmm. And so having having behavioral flexibility to be able to understand, okay, well, here are the tools that I used when I was in that environment. Now I'm in a different environment. What tools are going to be more resourceful and are going to cause more love, et cetera, et cetera. And I'm saying this as if, oh yeah, it's easy.
Of course it is.
It was years of all these different experiences that you know, gave me the ability to be able to articulate it the way I am now.
Mm. Yep. So easy. Yep. We can all just do it. What are some of the things that you can share with us that can help us to even just to be open to that flexibility and to knowing?
Oh, wow. It takes curiosity. It takes childhood curiosity. And that curiosity is not necessarily in one particular direction. I remember I had tried to commit suicide after I got out of the military. I don't have any energy about that, but I tried to commit suicide, and I remember thinking, because I had done the deal, and then I woke up 3 days later in a hospital, didn't know how I got there, et cetera. And I was thinking, whoa, I didn't do it right. how am I gonna fix this? You know, like, how am I gonna go back and do it right?
Okay.
And then I had this other thought, and here's where the childlike curiosity came in. This other thought was, have you considered all your options? Have you exhausted every single possible option on the planet to where this is the only direction you can go? And the simple, it was just a whisper. Mm. Whether it was for me or other, and is where the question came from. And for me, I had to be honest, and I said, well, no, I don't know.
Yep.
I don't know if I've. And so that childlike curiosity is, for me, is first. And then that then leads to, okay, who do I want to be? Not how do I get somewhere, who do you want to be? Because you have to decide who you want. It's like going to the grocery store. You might say, oh, I want to make a quiche. But you also need to decide, okay, what are the ingredients? Where do I go to get the ingredients?
So nice.
I had to decide, who did I want to be first? And then how was I going to get there? And that journey is, you know, what is a piece of string? Sometimes people think there's only one thing, but there's not. There's millions of things that we can experience. Like I've been a network engineer, software engineer, a land administrator. I was a webmaster, graphic artist. I was a jet mechanic, an air traffic controller. I was a combat grunt. Let's see, what else have I done? Retail, door-to-door, lummy-lummy masseur. You know, I sent you my bio and I only sent a few things. But, you know, I've had a full life. I've done a lot of things. But those things don't define me. So people who are trying to find one thing, there aren't.
No.
There isn't just one thing, because we are not fixed. We're everything.
Yep.
So in finding out, in making a decision on who you want to be, then there's, okay, what opportunities show up in my expressing that or my being that? So in my situation, I started reading. I started taking on a lot of personal development courses. And I did a lot of that on my own. And unfortunately, sometimes people don't get that, you know, if you're playing in your own backyard, then that's the only perspective you're gonna get. So, you know, I was fortunate enough to be introduced to a personal development course through Landmark Worldwide. And I did the Landmark Forum, the advanced course, self-expression leadership course. I basically did the entire curriculum, and I did a whole bunch of other courses along that. I was insatiable. I couldn't get enough of it. And it was just amazing. So I did that. I also did a coaching course, and where I got a hypnotherapy certification and became a NLP trainer, so on and so forth. So most of these things I wasn't doing for business reasons. I was doing because I was exploring what it is to be a human being. Mm. And the more it, like, the courses were great, but it was the goal, the beauty was in using what I was learning in becoming curious and in working with, you know, quote unquote, other. Mm. And then when I came to the point where I started to experience everyone around me as me, that's when I said, oh, wow, I really love you. So those are the three steps, and then it's a rinse and repeat of always being curious, because while we're in this human form, we can't know everything, because our five senses are not the extent of what's available. Matter of fact, if we try to define or create an identity based upon our five senses, then we miss. But there's a whole universe out there of what's available, and we miss it when we confine it to what we think we can perceive with our five senses.
Mm. And curiosity, the word in itself, lends itself to be open to new experiences. So it means you're not going to just be seeing these five senses. You actually are going to be open, I can't think of another word for it, to experiencing other things. And when we have that openness and know where it is we're heading, that's when we start to see those opportunities.
That's right. That's right. There are several modalities and courses where they teach that language is creative, and your words are what manifest reality. Mm-hmm. Okay, let's say that that's an absolute. Just for the sake of this conversation, if that's an absolute, then my words then become my prison, because I can't go beyond what my words, what my perspective is saying. So how do I get beyond that? If I'm divine, and if I'm more than that, how do I get beyond the constraints of describing things from my words? So it means that we need to come up with a different way of measuring things. Possibility. Mm. Well, that possibility, that's almost esoteric.
It's an amazing word.
You know, opportunity. Mm. Light. Love. The attributes of those words are infinite. Mm. They don't have a beginning. They don't have an end. Mm. They continue to expand and expand and expand. Mm. And they were here before time, and they will be here after time has expired. Mm. So if we are curious in the realm of those kinds of words that play within infinity, wow. Yeah. Then, okay, so I'll just say this plain. So the things that I do in business really have nothing to do with, like, I don't care. Right? the business part is not so exciting to me. What's really exciting to me is when someone gets to have an experience of their life that they didn't think possible. Something unexpected, something surprising. Mm-hmm. You know, I used to be a strength coach. I did that for 20 years, and people would come up to me and they'd say, "Hey, Stone, just tell me how to lose 10 kilos." Well, why do you want to do that? Oh, I just want to be healthier. And I say, okay, why do you want to do that? And what it would boil down to is, you know, in the case of a female client, they just wanted to be noticed by their partner. Mm-hmm. So if you want to be noticed by your partner, why don't we have a conversation about that instead of you losing 10 kilos?
Yeah.
And by them participating in the program, because they were focusing on what was really there for them, you know, they would have 10 kilos, they would get new jobs. There were all these amazing experiences that they had, but it was because they let go of the pretense.
Mm.
And that's what I really love about what I do. And, you know, I've changed careers so many times. But the thing that stays constant is this evolving, exponentially growing curiosity and appreciation for human beings.
Mm.
You know, and you know, you might hear that and say, "Oh, he's such a nice guy," but no,
I wasn't thinking that at all.
No, I would. You know, this is an evolution.
No, but it's interesting. When you're talking about that, the look in your face when you're talking about possibilities and curiosity and playfulness is a whole other level to when we were having discussions about the business. And because your excitement is about this side of it, the business is a catalyst for this, and you've got clients who are appreciating that, and it's great because you can take them to the next level. But just the difference in your energy when you're talking about it is it's palatable. It's very easy to see. And that's what people are catching up on. Yeah.
Yes, yes, yes. Yeah, I don't, you know, there's this word out there in the technical world. it's a bit of an acronym, and they call it CJO, which is customer journey optimization. Customer journey optimization. And what it talks about is being responsible for the greatness of a customer's experience,
mm-hmm.
no matter where they are in life, right? Okay. But they've taken something, you know, and really, this is what it is. If I were to take CJO and turn it into some, give it a different language. We're in the business of both embodying and promoting love. Doesn't that feel better? I mean,
it's pretty amazing.
All right, let's implement a CJO program for your company. Really? No one connects with that. But,
yeah.
You know, I guess for the accountants and people who are conscientious, you know, maybe they need that kind of thing. But that's not, you know, here's. For people who think that they don't need emotion and that they do not need to be expressive, I like to remind them of what it was like when they were a baby. You take any baby. Obviously, they need to be nurtured, they need to be clothed, and they need to be warmed. One of the other things that they need is love.
Mm.
They need to be held. They need to be cuddled. But that body contact is secondary to the emotional energy that they are connecting with and calibrating to.
Yep.
Now, every human being has that as part of their DNA. And as we become an adult, somehow, some kind of way, we forget that that's what we really are.
Mm.
And that is the true power of all the wants and desires and dreams that we have for our life.
Mm.
So if we can get rid of the noise, and the noise is what society has said that you need and have, and this is what success looks like, and like really, truly divorce that because it's not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
And just start with curiosity. What would it be like if I had more love in my life?
Mm.
Just for me.
Yep.
So, I'm saying that, and I'm also mindful of the journey that I've gone on. And if you spoke to some people in my past, they would say that that guy is ruthless. And to hear me now, I'm a different species. Mm. And that's really what it is to be alive. You know, a seed always looks completely different from a full grown tree.
Mm. You've done your own customer journey.
Yes, ma'am.
But the thing I love about part of what you said, though, with the accountants, you know, we can all go to any accountant because basically they've got the same program they have to work to. They've got the same outcome. There's not that way much they can be creative with the tax that they're putting forward for us. So really the service they're giving is going to be the same no matter who we go to. Why do we go to a particular accountant? Because we've developed a relationship with them. What's that about? It's got nothing to do with the work they're doing. And even if they stuff up your books, if you've liked them and you've got along with them, you're going to go back to them the next time. If they stuff up all the time, it might be a different thing. But that one off, we go, okay. So that relationship's key. And as you said, it comes down to that need to feel loved and connected. And so the people in the world who don't believe in woo-woo and energetic fields, it's just coming down to basically as human beings, we want to be loved.
Yeah, be nice to someone. Yeah. Try that on. You know, I've written several blogs about that where so I'll do sales training sometimes and I'll write blogs about the trainings I do and you know, I always have someone in the audience who will say, well, how do I get someone to buy? How do I get someone to convert? And you know, I always relate it to that, to the marriage situation. You know, basically what I'm hearing them ask me, and I'll repeat it back to them, and I'll say, so what you're saying is, you go to a cafe and you walk up to someone who you find attractive, and or fetching in any way, and what you want to do is go up to a complete stranger and ask them to marry you, and on so many levels that doesn't work. You know, it, like we could have a whole conversation about why that doesn't work, and if humanity would stop looking for the quick fix, if they would start looking for how we are the same,
yes,
how we are the same, and I'm talking about physically, emotionally, energetically, you and I are the same. Mm. There isn't, so the things that I'm sharing that are resonating with you, that it's not because this is the first time you've heard this, you've known this, and we're resonating because, like, wow, someone else they're speaking my language.
Yep.
So if business people, if people in general would just focus on what is it to be me? How can I expand love for me? Mm-hmm. How can I expand what it is to be self? And how can I nurture self? Right? We'd have a different experience on the planet. I was watching. I was at an appointment and I was walking by and some politician, I think it was the vice president of the United States, he was talking, and I'll try not to laugh as I'm saying this, but I just find it's incredible. He says we're gonna take America into a new realm, and you know, we're gonna defend our country and Americans in a new way by implementing Space Force. Are you serious? The world is not just America. Mm. You know, there's a whole world, and why do we feel the need to defend ourselves?
Yes.
What if we focused on loving more and expanding love? What about that? And I was amazed that in this day and age, that people can say that kind of thing out loud and not be remotely conflicted about being a human being. How could you say that for the whole world to see? I was just, I okay, no judgment. it impressed upon me how important it is for more people to have a voice, for us all to be fully self-expressed, and to not so when we see things that are not congruent with life, right? So we have world leaders that I would describe them as a monkey in a tank. It's just, and we're all sitting at home watching, thinking, okay, what's going to happen? Well, you know, it's going to be a train wreck, and we're sitting around saying, okay, I wonder what's going to happen. Somebody's going to do something. That somebody is me. It's you. It's us. We must. Us. Our. We have to do something about this. We can't possibly sit down. And so when I heard him say that, I thought, whoa, okay. This is urgent. Mm-hmm. Because if I don't do something about this in my way, in the gifts that I have, then I'm complicit. It's like allowing someone to come into my house and defecate in my living room. That would just never happen.
Sure.
But by me allowing this to go on, and I'm not talking about, oh, I'm going to get on Twitter and I'm going to condemn it. No, I'm actually getting out there, making a difference, engaging people with what really makes a difference to them.
Yeah.
So that's what I'm doing.
And you're doing it every day, which is absolutely superb.
Absolutely.
How do people get in touch with you?
They can go to my website, which is stoneg.com. That's stoneg.com. G is pronounced G. And I'm on all the social channels, LinkedIn, preferably Facebook, blah, blah, blah. But my website's probably the best way to get in touch with me. And with the appropriate businesses that I work with, I give them free SEO for the first 90 days. I mean, it's, we really work to make it easy for them to say yes to self and also extending that value to their customers.
I love it. Really quickly, because I've been so engrossed in what you're saying that this is going way, way, way long. 50 years time, where do you see yourself?
Oh. No, really, that's easy because I've been working on that for the past 15 years. And that, it is to have started a, not started, but to have completed a country. So forming a brand new country where the constitution is people who are living and embodying the nature of love. Mm. So anyone on the planet who's interested in connecting with like-minded souls. In the past, these things have been tried, and what they did is they focused on the architecture, the mm-hmm. physical architecture, as opposed to the people and the culture and the values. And this has both. So in 50 years, that'll be what I'm doing, is overseeing, managing, being part of that.
Oh, yeah, just a small little thing. Yeah, great. Well, I wish you all the luck with everything that you're doing right now, let alone into the next 50 years, because it all sounds big and an amazing way for us all to live. Thank you, Stone. Really appreciate your time.
Well, thank you. And I really appreciate the fact that you have this medium for people to be able to interact and to experience possibility for themselves. And you know, you're doing it. You're making an amazing difference on the planet, and I really appreciate that.
Thanks, Stone. Appreciate that. A huge shout out to you for being here, for listening in, and being ready to step up to the drawing board. I honour your spirit and your openness to growth. If you have a mate who you think will benefit from hearing today's message, please share this episode with them. Another great way you can support us is to subscribe or to leave a 5-star review in iTunes. These reviews really do assist us to raise the visibility of the Design You podcast and helps us to reach design viewers from all walks of life. I really do appreciate the time it takes for you to do that. So thank you. Thank you for joining us for another episode of the Design You podcast. You'll find the show notes over at tinamurray.com. Can't wait to see what you create as you design it, communicate it, and deliver it.